Hey everyone, Mark here with No New Abnormal. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm starting this podcast to bring you a perspective of an ordinary guy in the hope of delivering some information and inspiration for other regular folks who've just been left in a total state of fear and confusion since the whole world went crazy in early 2020. If you know deep down that something just isn't right with all this, but can't quite make heads or tails of what's going on, this podcast is for you. What I'll try to do here is distill the complex events of the past year and a half down into small manageable pieces that anybody can digest without being an expert. Now, full disclosure, I myself am certainly no scientist or academic, but I can read, and I've spent thousands of hours digging into this since early last year. Like everyone else, my journey began with hearing all the official claims made by media outlets, governments, public health officials, the World Health Organization, philanthropists, and so on. Ordinarily, one might assume that hearing from these official sources should suffice. However, the inconsistency and often blatantly contradictory messages, combined with the absolutely insane censorship of many of the most highly regarded doctors and scientists, greatly motivated me to not only hear and preserve those dissenting voices, but also to look at the scientific literature myself. If this interests you, be sure to subscribe to the podcast, as I will be doing an episode to expand on that censorship piece. Today, I'll cover one specific subject, and that is the very idea of a novel virus sweeping the land. You might recall a flurry of sensational headlines framing this in such a way that made it sound as though, because it's novel, everyone is at risk. What they're saying here is, because your immune system has never seen this virus before, you therefore have no defense against infection from it, and are thus at risk of getting sick and suffering a severe outcome. To the casual observer, that idea might actually sound like it makes sense. You may be surprised to learn that not only has this never been the case, the whole idea is actually contrary to all previously established science in terms of basic immunology and the history of viral respiratory disease. I'm going to take a couple of minutes to touch on a few important studies to help illustrate why this idea just doesn't work. You can find the links to these studies in the show notes at nonewabnormal.com. The first is a 2008 study on influenza. Yes, influenza viruses are different from coronaviruses indeed, but this is still quite relevant for reasons I'll expand on in just a bit. This study was published in Nature, which is a top medical journal, and it found that survivors of the 1918 flu were not only still immune to it some 90 years later, but they also found what's known as cross-reactivity to a later strain of the flu from 1930, making them immune to that as well. The key takeaway here is that once the immune system sees a virus, it remembers it and it recognizes other similar viruses, basically forever. A similar study, this time specific to coronaviruses, published in Nature in July 2020, studied patients who recovered from the original SARS coronavirus in 2003. It found they had long-lasting T cells that were still reactive to it 17 years later, and also showed robust cross-reactivity specifically to SARS-CoV-2. In plain English, people who were exposed to past coronaviruses were already immune to this coronavirus. Another study, published in Nature earlier this year, studied people who were never exposed to SARS-CoV-2, but were already immune to it. Turns out, they already had these T cells that were reactive to SARS-CoV-2. Except this time, it was not due to past coronavirus exposure. In fact, it was actually due to past influenza virus exposure. This is incredibly important, and the reason why that first study I mentioned is so relevant. It essentially means that anyone who's had a cold or a flu, even decades ago, still has some immunity to SARS-CoV-2. I'll mention one last study. This one published earlier this year in JCI Insight, which is another top medical journal. The study found a whopping 90% of uninfected individuals showed antibody reactivity against SARS-CoV-2, meaning nearly everyone in their study who had never been exposed to SARS-CoV-2 were already immune to it. So once again, to summarize these few studies, why they're so important, on the one hand, we're told a story about a new deadly plague that no one is safe from. And on the other hand, we have the actual science, in stark contrast to that story, is showing us that people with past exposure to previous corona and other viruses, which is obviously a large portion of the population, already have immunity to this SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus. Folks, I sincerely hope that this helped bring some context and clarity to this key part of the story, and highlight the need to read past the headline, think for yourself, and make up your own mind. That'll be it for today's show. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show and found it informative, and if you did, please consider subscribing. I'll never subject you to an advertisement. My work is supported exclusively by the generosity of the listeners, so if you'd like to help with that, head over to nonewabnormal.com and click donate. Thank you again, and see you next time. Thank you.